The International Red Cross reports two local volunteers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo were killed this week during fighting for the town Bunia. The two volunteers were part of a massive effort to provide aid to people in the area, including thousands who have fled their homes. In a statement released Friday, the International Red Cross says it is deeply shocked by the deaths of the two volunteers. It says both were wearing signs that clearly identified them as Red Cross workers. It notes this is the second time Red Cross personnel have been killed in eastern Congo. 2 years ago, six employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross were murdered. The Swiss-based humanitarian organization is appealing to all warring parties to respect the Red Cross emblem as required under international law. In the meantime, UN agencies are airlifting essential humanitarian aid to Bunia in response to the crisis. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, has sent in medicine, high-protein biscuits, and tens of thousands of liters of clean water. UNICEF spokesman Mark Vergara says clean, safe drinking water is absolutely essential to avoid an outbreak of disease.
The fear that it might be an epidemic, but so far we have only one case of suspected cholera, so this has to be tested. And of course, all the ingredients are there for the spread of epidemics. But if the water supply is reestablished today, then that should be the first major step towards making sure the water is safe, of course. But in the meantime, we can't afford to sit back and hope for the best. That's what we brought in, these oral rehydration salts, which are essential for dehydrated people, especially young children.
Fighting between the rival Hema and Lendu tribes in Bunia broke out May 7th after Uganda withdrew 6,000 troops from the area. The United Nations estimates hundreds of people have been killed, many of them civilians. Thousands more have fled for their lives to neighboring Uganda. UN refugee spokesman Chris Yanofsky says his agency has sent a team to the border region of southwestern Uganda to assess the situation. He says the 10-member team visited four sites over the past 2 days. He says they found large numbers of refugees camping in fishing villages by the shores of Lake Albert.
The people said they fled clashes between the ethnic communities. Some of the people actually followed out a Ugandan force that was sent into that area, feeling safer in this way. We don't know exactly how many people fled the area, but it seems that the official estimates of tens of thousands of people were a little overstated. Seems that there are fewer people there, but there are people are still looking around.
Mr. Yanofsky says sanitary conditions in the area are very bad. He says people are sleeping in the open or under makeshift canopies. He says the Ugandan villagers told aid workers they are overwhelmed by the influx of refugees and need help. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.